Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a really great show for you tonight, and I'm so happy that you all have decided to take the time out to be with us this evening. We thank you for that, and I hope that sincerely that you're letting your friends know about the show and that they can certainly tune in each and every week, every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also every Friday from 8 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want to let you all know that I do have a publication that launched on February 24th, and it's only $4.95 a month, and the publication comes out every week. Every single week, every Sunday it comes out. And all we need you to do is simply, if you want a free sample of this publication, a free sample, it's usually anywhere from 8 to 13 pages of the publication. And it's interesting. It's a very interesting publication that not only deals with spiritual issues, but practical issues as well. For your free sample, just simply send an email saying, I would like to get a copy of your free publication, a free sample of your publication, and you send that to online, all one word, online at drjessewalker.com, and I promise you I will send you a copy of the publication for your viewing. That's all you have to do, just to get a free sample of the publication, send a sample. Get this an email to online at drjessewalker.com, and we will send you out a free sample. All right, you can also get a copy of my book by simply going to drjessewalker.com, and you can get a copy of the book right there. As a matter of fact, it's cheaper online, but you can certainly get a paperback at a reduced price just by going there. I'm not out to break anybody. But simply to let you know that we've got a good product that's out there. So get a free copy of the sample publication, and you can also check out my book, After the Passion, Now What? We're certainly looking forward to a great show this evening. My co-host, Audrey Blake, will be joining us momentarily. She's going to be a little late because she is traveling. So I want you to know that she will be joining us a little late this evening. And I want to also send a message out to any of you all that are listening to the show, whether you listen live or you listen to the archives. You can certainly go in and listen to the show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's right. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at drjessewalker.com. So you can go in and catch one of the episodes that perhaps you may have missed. We would really appreciate that. Tonight we're going to get started with the story in just a couple of minutes. And just before we do, once again, I want you all to know that we're going to be joined this evening by a very special guest. She's a minister all the way from New York City. She has her own radio station. Radio broadcast. And as a matter of fact, I was up very early this morning and I was on her show. So I'm going to bring her in momentarily as well. Her name is Minister Angela, and she's all the way from New York City, and she will tell us a little bit about herself momentarily. But once again, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. 347-857-1769. We're going to start our story in just a moment. And before we do, why don't I go ahead at this time and bring in Minister Angela, all the way from New York City. Minister Angela, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. It's good to have you this evening.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jesse, and it's a pleasure to be with your listeners.
Well, listen, let me ask you, just so that my listening audience can to give you a formal introduction, I would like to you to tell my listening audience around the world what it is, what type of ministry you have. I know that you're on the radio, and I mentioned that I was on this morning. What type of ministry you have, how can they connect with your ministry, phone number, email, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay. Well, my name is Minister Angela, as he said. I have a ministry that I call Kingdom Life Prayer and Deliverance Ministry. It's aired from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., and they can hear it on www.gospelreggaefm.com. They also can hear it on Ustream channel /Minister Angela. They can go to my email is Angie Williams. Not my email, my Facebook is Angie Williams. My ministry started about 12 years ago where the body of Christ needed really to know how to pray. The Bible says we pray, but we pray amiss. So you would be praying, but who would be hearing because of the words you are saying? And because in reading with the Holy Book, and I will not let it go, the Holy Bible, it's called your basic instructions before leaving earth. That's the acronym I give it, your basic instructions before leaving earth. And I found the answer. The answer was right there. And so it started from that, where we have people who do get up early in the morning to ask God for a good day. And ask God, and it is so something else when you ask God for the desire of your heart, and he answers because his word states he will give you the desire of your heart. And one of the most awesome thing in my, because it is a new ministry, and it's a virtual ministry. That's why you can call. The number is 347-466-7500. They can call online. And, you know, there are times in that morning, if you're calling me, either you're getting up to go to work, you're coming from work, or you couldn't sleep at night. There must be something that's going on. And the holy angels, I believe the Holy Spirit, you know, Almighty God, you know, have given you, turn a dial. I've had someone who just turned a dial and heard my voice and heard the ministry and call in. And really, that person was a SOS, save my soul. So, you know, I'm just an agent from God, because if he's a king, he has kingdom, and I'm an ambassador, and that's what it is. It's not a rocket scientist. I'm an ambassador. I have given him my life. Use me.
That is so interesting. And you know, for my listening audience, and this is certainly a compliment on Minister Angela's behalf. You can clearly see that the people that have our radio shows, we tend to be somewhat talkative, and which is a good thing because we're used to being the host of the show. And I found myself this morning as I was on her show spending a great deal of time talking, and I had to catch myself and realize that, you know what, this is her show. So I do appreciate you, Minister Angela, for being with us. And how many, you say you've been on the air for 12 years. What?
No, I've not been on the air for 12 years. My ministry, because it took a while for my ordination, because
okay.
I kept on holding back. But when you see the process that God have put me through, that I've gone through to be molded for this at this time, you know, that's what it is. The ministry is just 8 months old. I've been on the radio for 8 months.
Okay.
For 8 months, yes, I think so. 8 months, because the listeners, they're the ones who, they will call and tell me how long they've been listening to me.
Wow. Well, that is great. And you're all the way in New York City, is that right?
Yes, we're in New York City, but we broadcast. It's called virtual. A virtual ministry, because we are heard in England, we are heard in the islands. We heard in the in South Florida where you are. We heard in the tri-state area. And then because it's a web, we are heard anywhere in the world. And that's why, you know, you are a minister and I'm a minister, and that's why God says that this gospel shall be preached to every nation, kindred and tongues, and then shall the end come. So we're just part of the vehicle that he's using to spread the gospel.
Right. Okay, now we're going to get into tonight's story, and then we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, and we're going to take some of the comments that come in relative to tonight's topic. So, Minister Angela, if you go ahead and stand with us, stand by. My co-host will be joining us momentarily. She travels a lot, so she did send me a message that she will be joining us a little later in the show. So, let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead now with tonight's storyline. We thank you all for joining us on tonight's broadcast. For the record, this show does not have all the answers, but together with your help, I can assure you we will find some answers that may prove beneficial to your relationship. So please stay tuned with us, and we thank you for that. Now, tonight's characters are Nancy, Oscar, and Paul. Now, this is very important for the listening audience to tune into this one because this particular, of course, all of our stories are inspired by true stories. So I really want you to take stock of this particular story, Nancy, Oscar, and Paul. Now, Nancy and Oscar had the most beautiful relationship that one could ever imagine. They did just about everything together and shared lots of fun in doing things. Their chemistry together was like none either of them had ever experienced in any past relationships. Now into their mid-30s, the couple you would think is destined for marriage. Unfortunately, there is a twist to this story as it relates to this happy-go-lucky couple. Now, after 3 years of happiness and fulfillment, Nancy and Oscar actually broke up over a stupid argument while at a mutual friend's party. 6 weeks passed, and Nancy was approached by Paul. 6 weeks have gone by. She's approached by Paul, a guy she met on her new job. Now, Paul is a good-looking and nice guy. Initially, she thought it would just be something to do until she could possibly figure things out during her lonely periods without Oscar, the love of her life. Well, 8 weeks have passed, and she has yet to hear from Oscar because she had previously told him not to call her anymore. She has been enjoying time with Paul for the past 2 months, as they have now become an item. Now, oftentimes, Nancy will reflect on her relationship with Oscar and would speak to Paul about it, making him well aware of the love she had for Oscar, which, in fact, she still has for Oscar. Now, well, after 4 months, fearful that she may return to Oscar, Paul wasted no time in asking Nancy to marry him, and she accepted. Keep in mind now, Nancy and Paul started seeing each other only 6 weeks after breaking up with Oscar. Within a year, Nancy and Paul were married. It has only been 9 months into their marriage. Now, really get this part. It's only been 9 months into the marriage, and Paul seems overjoyed just to be with Nancy. But for some reason, he does not feel Nancy's love like he did during their initial dating stages. Truth is, Nancy is still very much in love with Oscar, and Paul is well aware of this, except He did not know her love for Oscar was so strong. She finally confessed, apologized, and told him that she wanted out of the marriage because she can't get over the love she feels for Oscar, in spite of the fact that Paul is a great guy. Nancy now realized she jumped into a new relationship too soon without healing from her past with Oscar. Now, we have several questions for you tonight, and there are six of them, and I just want to go through them quickly. Number one, is it too bad, too sad for Nancy because she took her vow? Number two, is this fair to Paul, her husband? Number three, was it fair to Nancy that Paul fearful that she may return to Oscar? Was it fair to Nancy that Paul, being fearful that she may return to Oscar, proposed to her knowing that she was still in love with Oscar? Number four, why do you think Nancy jumped into a new relationship after only 6 weeks? Question five, what advice, if any, would you give Nancy knowing that she wants out of the marriage? And finally, number six, do you think Nancy and Paul could work through this and stay together knowing she is in love with someone else? Now, please hold on to your seats, your computer, and definitely your phone for the answers, perhaps, to these questions and much more, which brings us, of course, to tonight's topic, the drawbacks of jumping into a new relationship too soon, part one, starting right here, right now, live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. So there you have it. And this can be a very tough one tonight, the drawbacks of jumping into a relationship too soon, part one. Minister Angela, let me just ask you question number one. Let me just start out right there and throw it out there. Is it really too bad, too sad? Is it really too bad, too sad? What do you think about that?
It's a sad situation. It looks like it's a no win. There are situations where they are win-win.
Right.
They're win-win. Someone's going to get hurt. You know, Nancy is hurt. I hear the unhappiness in the story of her. The young man, Paul, who knew she was in love with, so I'm getting to the next question, too. He knew she was in love, but he thought that a proposal could do this. It's Dr. Jesse, one of the things is that, where was the counseling?
You know, well, in 6 weeks, she jumped into a relationship knowing that she was still in love with this guy. And now, obviously, there was no real counseling. And it probably came, the premarital counselor probably came somewhere down the road, maybe a couple of months before they actually got married. But usually by that time, people have already decided on their plans to go ahead and get married. So I would say that there was probably no counseling in the initial stages. When we look at it, would you say that I understand that somebody's going to get hurt? Somebody is already hurting.
They all will be hurt because even with her leaving the marriage, even if she left the marriage mentally,
right?
Mentally,
exactly.
She's not in this marriage.
Exactly, exactly. You're absolutely right. Now the question becomes: you being a minister, would you advise someone that came to you for counseling? Let's say Nancy came to you for counseling, and she's telling you her situation, and based on this story, would you? And she says, you know what? Based on what you ask her, what is it that you want, Nancy? And she says, I want out of the marriage because I'm clearly still in love with this guy. What, if anything, would you tell her?
Okay, a marriage vow is a covenant. That's number one. It's a covenant. And it's that commitment that you make in your marriage, it is something that is really, I do strongly believe in that commitment that you make with God. And speaking, so we're going to do that from the Christian perspective. This young lady is truly unhappy, truly unhappy. There is no win-win to this unless. And there's no, to me, there's nothing called impossible. Because if it's weird now. She truly doesn't know really what she wants. She doesn't know if she wants to stay with him or doesn't stay with him. It's just that she knows that, oops, I may have loved this one. So she's like that little girl in the candy store that says, oops, I don't like this candy anymore. Or even in the dress store, I don't like this dress. I've had it for 3 months. I don't like it. In counseling this young woman, she needs serious relationship counseling. And we would really go to the scriptures for that.
Okay, but now, you know, the scriptures, and I wouldn't dispute
anything. I'm talking to a Christian couple, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But let me tell you, with my background in human science and psychology, and I can, when people have pretty much, when their feelings and emotions are heavily involved, the scriptures are pointed out. But as you and I both know, people don't necessarily subscribe to being able to handle the scriptures as it relates to their emotions, their emotional makeup. So chances are, this is not what Nancy is going to want to hear. Nancy wants something that will support her in terms of getting out of this relationship because her heart is not there. Remember, she's been in it now, and 9 months into the relationship, she realized, she's, you know, this isn't what she wants. But just before we go any further, I'm going to bring my co-host in all the way from Atlanta or wherever it is in the world she's traveled to. this is Audrey Blake, my co-host for the evening. Audrey Blake, we have Minister Angela on all the way from New York City. She's our featured guest this evening. So you may want to say hello.
Hi, Minister Angela. Can you all hear me? I'm not in my normal spot.
You are loud and clear.
Yes, you are.
Great.
You're loud and clear. Thank you. Yes, she's a radio show host, and she's joining us, and she's got a great ministry on the air. It's called the Kingdom Life Prayer and Ministry. Is that right, Minister Angela?
Yes, prayer and deliverance. Deliverance. We pray and God delivers.
All right.
That's
awesome.
What they say.
I like
awesome.
That. Well, you should have probably called your hotline. To get some information here. But as I was saying, relative to tonight's story, I just think that when a person has pretty much made up their mind, when it comes to the heart of the matter, people pretty much want, they're just coming for the formality of going through counseling. But they pretty much have made up their mind, just like premarital counseling. By the time a couple goes through premarital counseling, even if that counselor were to point out some things that may not be in the couple's best interest or favor to go through with getting married, by that time they have already put down for invitations, announcements, or booked the hall. They've already contacted the minister. They've already prepared their guest list. So really, and Ms. Blake, I want you to comment on your thoughts on this. So by that time, they go through premarital counseling. If they hear anything that may negate their going through with this, chances are they're not going to even listen to that. Go ahead, Ms. Blake.
Well, you're right. That does happen. It certainly does. That people are headstrong, and they think with the heart and not with the head. I think a great deal of people probably are ruled by emotions at times. I'm looking at tonight's story, and Nancy is in a very unfortunate situation, but it's kind of unfair for her and for Paul because she wasn't truthful with herself and definitely not truthful with Paul. And last thing I'll say, sometimes people confuse emotion or emotional well-being with love.
Yes, I certainly agree with you. Now, let me ask you this question. I know what Minister Angela has mentioned, that she needs some deep spiritual counseling and to go to the scriptures. Sometimes that's not all that they're looking for. Now, from a practical perspective, and I know you certainly give that, is it too bad, too sad for Nancy because she took her wedding vows? Give me your thoughts.
Well, I do think that a vow is a very serious thing. And you know, in all fairness, they really should see what they can do to try to make it work. When you think of cultures that have arranged marriages, and some of those marriages actually last for years, you know, people make it work. They grow to love each other. I'm not advocating that you stay in a loveless marriage. But, again, she should reach down inside through counseling to see, you know, can I make this work? I've taken a serious vow. Now, if she finds at night that she just really can't stand Paul, when they're intimate, she's thinking about somebody else, you know, that's a different story.
Okay. Now,
and I know that might not be popular. I'm not, you know, trying to be popular. I'm just being real.
No, if I can jump in, it is real emotion. It is real emotion. And unfortunately, you know.
And see, that's what people want to really hear. They want, they are not looking for theory so much. They are looking for the reality of things. They, you know, they want their emotions satisfied. They want their intrinsic needs met. So we're going to ask you all to stand by. We're going to start taking some of the comments that are coming. Tonight's show is really wrapping up. We have only about 28 minutes before I start to bring the show to a close already. So this is a good one. That's why we were going to make it part one. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. We're going to go to 863-412. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You are on the air live.
How are you doing, sir?
We're doing great. Who do we have on the show joining us this evening?
You have Dennis on the air.
Dennis, thank you for joining us. Dennis, we'd like to hear your thoughts on tonight's topic and even the story particularly.
I want to welcome your co-host and your co-host all the way from Atlanta and New York.
Hi, Dennis.
How you doing?
Hello, thank you.
What I want to bring up, because you all are, you know, you all tried to be politically correct, and I'm a real world type of person. I'm going to say it just like it is.
Okay.
My feelings listening to the story. Yes, she got involved with and got married, but still was in love with somebody else. But I think it wasn't only just love, but some lust there as well. I think her physical needs needed to be met, and so she was going there. So, just, I mean, out of reality, things happen. But before you get married, you have to make sure everything is in place. Not just how you have to have it, but it's on, you know, that's where the counseling comes in. That's where you read books, you know, because after the passion, then what happens?
Thank you for that commercial on my book. Thank you very much.
And these are things that, you know, reality sets in. You can't wait to, after you get married, to look at these things. You look at them before.
You're absolutely right. And see, the problem is, and I think my co-host Audrey Blake alluded to this earlier, people basically make a lot of decisions based on their emotional makeup, because they're looking for a quick fix. You know, chances are Nancy did not want to be alone. She was waiting for a call from Paul, whom she had already told, don't call me anymore. And apparently she didn't mean that. And Paul took it obviously literally, and she's still holding on waiting. And when he didn't call, she went to what she may have felt was the next best thing, when her heart was completely somewhere else. Now, let me ask you this, Minister Allen, just briefly, if you would. Is this really fair to Paul, her husband, that now she wants out of this marriage? You know, basically, yes or no, and a quick why. Minister Angela.
It is, well, let's be honest now. If we're being practical, all right?
I mean, that's
Paul,
what we want.
Let me, if a man knows that you don't love him 100%, he knows it. When a man knows he does not get you 100%, he knows it. But when
right.
he thinks he can go in for the prey and thinks he can conquer, he does what he has to do. There is something, there must have been some conversation where he knew that this woman still had that man on her mind. But him thinking that if he marry her, he, you know, she's mine. So his is a total of control. That's a different, that, I mean, probably that's in your part two. But it's like he probably was waiting for the lid to come off, you know. And it's not that I'm not feeling pity for him, but it's his, let's say that he kind of brought it on himself.
Well, because
I'm being honest. Yeah, because
no,
there are men
right.
like
that's
this.
What people, that's what people want to hear, because I'll tell you, he was aware, because she would often speak about her feelings about her ex-boyfriend. He would often speak about that. But he felt, Paul felt, obviously, that he landed a good catch in this woman, and he didn't want to lose her. So his quick thinking was, let me propose to her. Let me propose to her, thinking that that might be the thing that he could rescue her. Which sometimes men, as men, we have a tendency to think that we can rescue. We're the rescuer. And so that comes from an innate nature about us in some cases. But that's not always the answer. And in fact, sometimes that can work against you when it's the wrong situation. So we have to look and say that Paul has to take some degree of responsibility. He has to take some degree of responsibility because it was him that, you know, he kind of rushed things. And it just so happened in her perhaps vulnerable state, he decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do this. Now, let me go to my co-host.
You said the right word. You said the right word, vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, go
Dr.
ahead.
Dr. Walker.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm glad you mentioned me, because I was about to jump in.
I know
the
you
one
were.
The thing about Nancy, there are two lessons learned. I'm really talking about Nancy because, you know, in my book, Falling in Love with Me, I talk about instances and I point people back to look inward. So two things. One, Nancy is learning, you know, when she got mad and she told Oscar to move on or whatever, don't call her no more. Women out there need to stop playing those games. Some men will really take you seriously. Sometimes they say things, women, we say things and think they're going to come crawling back like a puppy, or, you know, the sex is good, so they'll be back. But guess what? There's more fish out there. So that's number one. I'm just keeping it real.
Okay.
Number two,
yes.
Her decision for Paul was rebound, clearly rebound, and she also may have thought she was making a good choice. And sometimes women are making, they make a good choice, but it's not the right person.
Mm. Oh, that is so deep. And I got to hear this part. I got to stay with you just for a moment. The good choice might not be the right person. Please break that down on an elementary scale for us. Why?
Well, it just,
but not the right person.
It just means that Paul was not necessarily a bad man.
Right.
He might have been had a lot of good things, might have had a lot of great things going for him. But apparently now that she's married to him, she realizes that she was not in love. So, again, she is making a choice, and it's not a bad choice, but it's not the right choice.
Wow. Wow. We're going to come back to you in a moment. We're going to go to the phone lines again. We're going to go to 954-226. Who are we on the air with?
Hi, Dr.
Rose, welcome to the show. Rose, we want to hear your thoughts. I mean, we got a lot going on this evening.
Yes, I've been listening, and it's very heavy tonight. You know, I blame both of them. They're both at fault. Number one, Nancy, she clearly knew she was still in love with her ex. And although she's waiting on a call from him, you know, she told him not to call her. But in her heart, she's wishing that he would. That's what we do, okay? Now, before she moved on, since she was getting involved with this new person, she should have picked that phone up, call him, and find out if things can work out between them. before she jumped into a marriage with someone else. So I blame her for that. I don't care how much Paul was whining and dining her. She should have stepped back, called her ex, to make sure that there's closure there, to make sure that she's totally over him or to work things out with him. Now, the fact that she jumped into a marriage, you know, she's clearly at fault. Now, Paul, I blame him also because he knew that she was in love with someone else. Like Minister Angela said, you know, a guy knows if a girl is truly in love with him or if her heart is someplace else. And he did this only to get her. He wanted to capture her, so to speak. So whatever happened in this case, he has to blame himself because he knew what he was getting into. Now, what should they do at this point? Because now they have already taken a vow. They now have a covenant. So what are they supposed to do? I really believe they need to seek counseling now. I don't think marriage, vows, or something to take lightly. You can't just jump in and get out as you please. I mean, unless you're, I think the religion is Islamic, that they can, they do the religious marriage and they don't really have to stay into it if they don't want to. And after 3 months, if they decide that they want out, then they just wait 3 months and come out. I just learned that recently, as a matter of fact. But if you go civil and you get married and you take those vows, you know, it's not that easy. And as Christians, we don't believe we can just get out of it because you no longer like the person. So I think they need to get counseling, and I think they need to really try to work this out before they jump out of this marriage.
That's an interesting perspective, and a lot of that seems to make sense of what you said. Now, as Christians, now my understanding, my belief is, as Christians, even if you want out, you can get out. But see, I believe, now here's my thought on this. The sin is not in getting out. It's perhaps in remarrying. So, you know, if you want freedom, you can have the freedom. But it's, you know, it becomes a problem when you seek to remarry and the reasons are not according to Scripture. Now, that's my understanding. Now, if somebody has a varying perspective, I'd love to hear that. Minister Allen, give me, Minister Angela, give me your perspective on the thought that I just presented.
You know, it is so interesting that we have this conversation on our radio program on like such a hot topic about divorcing and remarrying. But it's with our listener when she said, if they can do counseling, because I think they need a break. They actually really need a break, because there must have been something that she saw in Paul more than lust, as to what your other listener said. There must be something in Paul other than lust that she saw. I think, you know, they met and the dating really quickly and then the marriage really quickly. It is too much. I think they need a break. You know, so for me, I would tell them to do a separation, and a separation before anything. Let them, you know, find, as a matter of fact, see how much they can do without each other, separate.
Well, you know what? You know, forgive me, but, I love to keep my show real. And if Nancy and Paul go through a separation here, that sister is probably going to be trying to find Oscar somewhere. And unless Oscar has gotten married, she's probably, he could be dating. He could probably be engaged. But I believe, and we're going to go to Dennis and get his thoughts on this, if he is not married and the way she's feeling about him, she's going to do everything in her power to try to coerce him or persuade him that she is the woman for him. Dennis, get your thoughts on that. We're getting some background noise that's coming from Dennis' phone. Dennis, give us your thoughts on that, please.
My thoughts with this whole thing, I think if Oscar still had feelings for her, he should have, even though she said don't call, pursue it. Now, on the other hand, as Paul pursued her, he's almost like a typical male chauvinist. His love or lovemaking can convince her, can change her. You know, sometimes people go into relationships to change the other person.
Okay.
And so if Paul in his head says, you know, I'm a better man and I can change her, I can make her love me,
mm-hmm.
but and knowing that there's another man out there that she still cares for, he went in it with his eyes closed, hoping or praying or working towards something that's not going to happen.
Okay. And I'm thinking he went in with his eyes wide open, recognizing that he knew this woman was clearly in love with somebody else, but he thought that he could, and I agree with you, people think that sometimes that they can change another individual, but a heart is a very difficult thing to do. You know, when you love somebody, you know, it's there, you can't help who you love. And chances are, Nancy is waking up. I mean, we've done a show where, a similar show to this here, where a lady's husband died. This was her first marriage. And one of his best friends was there for her, her beck and call, and he literally smothered her. He literally smothered this woman, doing everything that he possibly can. So it grew her close to him that, you know, they ended up getting married. And 6 years later, she woke up. It took her a number of years, but she woke up and she told him, I don't want to be married anymore because I'm still in love with my husband that's deceased. And you never gave me time to get over him. So people don't realize that, you know what, those of you all that are listening out there, before you jump in, you have got to purge yourself. You have got to give yourself some space of time to heal from any relationship that you were seriously in love with or involved with before you think about moving on. Audrey Blake, go ahead. Give us your thoughts. And we're going to start taking some of the comments quickly.
Well, it's interesting you just said that, Dr. Walker, because, you know, I'm a firm believer that true love never dies. And so that instance you just talked about with the lady still being in love with her deceased husband, I think the issue becomes if it interfered with her loving the current spouse, of course.
Right.
But I don't think it's a issue personally. I don't think it's anything wrong with, if you love somebody, you don't cease to love them upon their death. But you should not, it shouldn't interfere with your ability to love another. That's just my opinion.
Right. But see, with that, you still have got to give yourself a space of time to heal. There's a mourning process. Is a requirement, it's necessary for healing to take place after any type of loss, whether it's a death, a breakup. You know, you've got to go through those components, because if you don't, it's going to come back and haunt you later. This same woman this same woman that I speak about, she is now into her fourth marriage, because when she divorced that second husband, she jumped into another relationship, you know, trying to heal from the second one. And then she divorced him and jumped into, within 6 months, jumped into another man. Well, so one thing is certain, she loves being married. Okay.
Well, and I have to say this, Dr. Walker, you know, I keep it real. And men are notorious for doing that, okay, because you're giving a female example. But men are notorious for doing it. I know men who get divorced, and before the ink dries on the paper, they're already married.
I agree with you. Men are notorious for doing that. You're right. And so here we had a lady that came along, and there are several stories like this, because I can share with you, and again, these stories are inspired by true stories. There's another lady story that I know about. She's into her fourth marriage, and she said that if this one doesn't work out, I will find me another one, but I refuse to be by myself. But anyway, going back to Nancy, we're going to come to Dennis in a moment, and we're going to give Rose another opportunity as well. Now, we're going to just ask some questions real quickly, because we are running out of time. I've got about 8 minutes left. Was it fair to Nancy that, and I want to ask Minister Angela, and I'm going to ask everybody to be real brief as possible, like 12 seconds or less. Minister Angela, was it fair to Nancy that Paul, being fearful that she may return to Oscar, he proposed to her knowing that she was still in love with Oscar? I mean, what do you think, just briefly?
Well, that's what he did. I'll do 5 seconds. That's what he did.
Okay, all right. Let me go to Rose and ask her this question. What do you think, why do you think Nancy jumped into a new relationship after only 6 weeks? Rose, that question's for you.
Maybe she was lonely. She just felt, and because she was hurting also, and he seemed to fill that void at that particular time. you know, so she kind of felt good with Paul.
Okay, let me go and ask this question now of my co-host here, because I know she likes to keep it real. What advice, if any, would you give Nancy, knowing that she wants out of their marriage? You know, what would you tell her? Keeping it real, of course.
Keeping it real, seek counseling first, and I'm talking about professional counseling, professional Christian counseling, and then, you know, be true to yourself. I'm sorry, at the end of the day.
That's why I love having you on this show, because, I mean, we think so much alike. At the end of the day, you got to keep it real. We're going to go to Dennis with this one here. Dennis, do you think Nancy and Paul could possibly work through this and stay together knowing that she is in love with somebody else?
No, I really don't, because after 6 weeks, she was ready to do something different. If they go to counseling for 3 months, another 6 weeks, she'd be ready to move again. It wasn't in her head, really.
Okay, all right. Well, that's honest. Let's take a look at some of the comments that have come in that may have happened to some of the people that you hear stories about, all of us hear stories about. All right, here's a comment that comes from a female. She says, and I will ask people, you all maybe give it a shot. Here's a comment that came in. She says, he was the love of my life, and I keep telling myself that every day throughout my walking, my waking years, we did everything together as we created our own world. One day we had a heated argument, and I became highly upset. For days he tried to apologize, even though the argument at the time was not all his fault. I went on for more than a month being upset with him, and then he stopped calling. That was 12 years ago, and I wish I could turn back the hands of time and rid myself of the attitude I had back then. Although I am married now, there has not been a day that goes by that I don't think about him and our lives together. I made the mistake of jumping into a new relationship only 2 months after that initial breakup when I thought that they have been over. We're going to go to Minister Angela and get your thoughts on that. What do you think about what she's saying here? She jumped in after 2 months.
After 2 months, as loneliness is something that you cannot, that's an emotion that there's nothing to do except to unlonely yourself, and that's what she did. But I'm feeling it for her. I am feeling it for her because for 12 years, she is still in love with her past. It's something else. I told a young lady that called my show, and I said to her, bury him. And I said, the Jews sit what we call a Shiva. Bury him. Sometimes have a burial for the relationship to move on.
Okay, then that's a very interesting perspective. Rose, we're going to give you this one, so we're going to ask you to please stand by. This comes from a female, and she writes in, she says, my mother has shared a story with me that I will never forget. She was married to a man in the service for only 8 months and divorced him because she did not want to go off to the cold weather where he was to be stationed at the time. It's been over 30 years since then, and she shared with me that he is the only man she ever really loved, even though she married and divorced my father only 6 months after divorcing her first husband. Give me your thoughts. Now, here it is that she met a man that was a serviceman, obviously, and she didn't want to go off to the cold where he was, but that was the only man that she ever really loved, and now she's still, obviously, holding on to the love that she has for that man. What is this young lady saying?
You know, that's kind of sad. It seemed like that was the only man for her. I'm not sure if that's true, but that's sad that she's holding on for so long. It's been 30 years. She really needs to move. She really needs to let that go now. As Minister Angela said, bury him. You know, just bury that. But, you know, it's sad that, you know, we can love, or some of us can love so hard, and we don't know how to let it go, but we have to find a way to let that go when there's nothing, absolutely nothing we can do to get that back.
That's an interesting perspective. We're going to give the next one to my co-host, Audrey Blake here. This male writes in and says, my sister married a guy after dating him for only 3 months. She felt her prayers had been answered with this guy, knowing that her heart was really for her ex-boyfriend. They broke up because she was ready for marriage and he was not. Her marriage to the other guy lasted for 2 years, and she eventually just walked away after telling him that did not really that she did not really love him at all. That is really deep. Ms. Blake, how often do things like that really happen? I mean, that is deep.
And, Dr. Walker, I have some background noise because I'm in Atlanta downtown. But the bottom line is it does happen. And, again, it's a prime example of basically not making maybe a good choice but not the right choice.
Okay, making a good choice but not the right choice. All right, we're going to give our next one. And we're not really catching your background noise, so you're doing something good because we're not really catching it. And thank you for sharing that with us. We're going to go to give Dennis this next one here. This male writes in. And he says, I think men are known to jump into new relationships so soon, just as your co-host said. I did it a couple of times. This time I have learned my lesson. I am the type of guy that cannot be alone and have to have a woman constantly with me. I made the serious mistake of letting a woman that I love get away from me and jump into a new relationship with someone that I really did not love at all. It lasted for 6 months, and my ex would not take me back. And I ended up going from bad to worse. You must really learn to give yourself some time in between relationships. Is he on point, Dennis?
Well, he's on point. We as men need to take our times going into relationships. When I talk to young people, I tell them, you know, don't go from girlfriend to girlfriend. Take your time. Just have friends. Don't get that commitment. You know, always have a serious commitment. Get to know them first.
Okay, I think that that's an interesting perspective. And let me go here now, and we're going to give this one to, this will be the last one that we'll be able to take. We're going to give this to our featured guest this evening, Minister Angela. I want her to clearly be able to hear this one here because this is rather deep, as I think so anyway. This female writes in, she says, if only I knew 5 years ago what I know now, I would not have married my husband of today. Instead, I would have married the man that I was really in love with at the time, who I separated from because he wanted to get married and travel. That guy was a lot of fun. We had chemistry together. My husband is the rebound from that relationship, and it has been a roller coaster all the way. I jumped into this relationship only 1 week after breakup with that guy. Minister Angela, give us your thoughts on that.
You know, that is, again, this show really needs to be broadcast because that's why we have so many problems. This woman with this relationship, she has to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
It's where if she wants happiness, and as with your co-host said, in the bottom line, it's her happiness. And that regret is every night in her bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Every night in her bedroom.
And just quickly now, before I start to bring the show to a close with my closing thought, let me go to Rose first and just give us your thought real quickly on tonight's topic. Jumping in, what do you think, just 7 seconds or less, everybody, what do you think the drawbacks of jumping into a relationship too soon? Just give me one of the drawbacks.
You don't get enough time to heal from the past relationship. You need that time to heal.
All right, excellent thought. We're gonna go to Dennis and ask him that same question. Dennis, all we're looking for is just one of the drawbacks, other than what Rose has presented, in jumping into a relationship too soon.
You don't get to know the person that you left. And you don't have time. You move so fast, you don't have time to know the person that you're getting involved with.
Okay. Let me go to my featured guest this evening and ask her, give me a drawback. Just before I go to my co-host, give me a drawback, Minister Angela, on jumping into a relationship too soon.
In Kubler-Ross has this on death and dying, and a relationship is like that. And you don't even get a mourning. You have to have a period of mourning that relationship in order to even go to a next one. And when you jump into one too soon, you don't get the mourning period of the loss of the relationship.
You're absolutely right. And Elizabeth Kubler-Ross was right. I'm familiar with the book on death and dying as well. And you're absolutely right. Let me go to my co-host. She's going to have the last word this evening before I go to my closing thoughts. Ms. Audrey Blake, give us thoughts on jumping into a relationship, just one of the drawbacks.
Very quickly, Dr. Walker, I think I admonish people to read my book, Falling in Love with Me, and I talk about a period of time of just getting to know who you are, and it can be the best time in your life. So take time to fall in love with you. They need that period by themselves.
I love it. I love it. Listen, I want to thank all of you all. I really want to thank you for a great show, a marvelous show. We've got to bring the show to a close, but let me just tell you this here. Please, Minister Angela, just a quick yes or no. Will you come back for part two?
I will come back for part two, and I absolutely really want this to be broadcast. You don't know. I know in Atlanta it's hot and in Florida it's hot, but in New York when it's cold, a lot of loneliness goes on. And people
absolutely
do stupid things. So I think your show would benefit the not just the Christian population, but, you know, people really need to know before they jump
we'll
in what to do. I really appreciate the show.
We'll appreciate having you. Give us a forum, and we will come near and present the show. Now, listen, we're out of time, so we're going to ask all of you all to please be so kind to stand by for my closing thoughts. Okay, just as always, the opinions that are expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed in my food for thought are merely those of my own, and like those of my guests or other participants, should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate license, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, when it comes to tonight's topic, the drawbacks of jumping into a new relationship too soon, part one. First, I want to thank my featured guest, Minister Angela, for taking time out of her busy schedule off of her radio program to be with us this evening. She has done an outstanding job. And, of course, I thank all of my callers, my co-hosts as well. When we think of relationships, perhaps one cannot help but realize that there will be issues and issues and issues. Of course, it depends on the issue or issues a couple experience in their relationship that could determine whether a couple will stay together or separate. Tonight's topic is one that I find to be rather serious. Serious enough that I strongly encourage those listening to take stock in what has been presented before you do something that you could possibly regret later in life. None of us have a crystal ball in knowing what the future will hold for our lives. All we can hope for and pray is that we are making the right decisions along the way. Even then, it's not going to be easy, especially when it comes to a relationship with someone whom you will never really get to know until you actually live with that person. With tonight's topic, in my opinion, it can even bring heartache to know, discover, or even recognize that you have moved on to a new relationship only to later realize that you are still very much in love with your former relationship. Someone presented in tonight's broadcast, Minister Angela, as a matter of fact, said that you need to bury them. You may ask the question, if I stay in my new relationship, could it possibly help me to get over my past relationship? Well, experience has taught me there are but a couple of guarantees, and this is not one of them. Now, I want you to catch all of this. If you have moved on to a new relationship, like dating as opposed to marriage, and it has only been a short time, yet you know for a fact that you are still in love with your ex, I would strongly encourage you to stop. Think about what you are doing and perhaps decide whether you really want to continue in this new relationship before you have completely let go of your past love or the ability to cope with the pain and loss of that past. Please know that I am not telling you to give up this relationship, but simply think about what you are doing that makes you feel good for the moment, that is right now, with having something to do based perhaps solely on your emotions, which could ultimately cause you to have regrets down the road. If you have moved on to a new relationship, as in marriage, because you have made vows before God, I would strongly suggest you give it everything you have at trying to make your marriage work by being faithful at it. You never know. While you are so busy looking backward, wishing or reflecting on your past without burying it, as Minister Angela indicated, you may end up back there and wishing that you had stayed where you were in your new relationship. After all, there is a reason that we all choose to make someone our exes. Question is, do you really think there is perfection in your city of regret as it relates to your past relationship, think about it and let it go. In the meantime, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and that's been simply my opinion. I trust you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did. And please tune in for part two forthcoming. If you can't, you know, also we've got the show coming up this Friday and every Friday from 8 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is called Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. Of course, if you choose to bypass Friday's inspirational program, please remember to tune in next Tuesday when our topic will be, could marriage be better the second time around to the same person? Part one. Could marriage be better the second time around to the same person? Part one. Please tune in because you really don't want to miss this show. Remember, you must be 18 or older to do so. Until this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listeners around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.